For the children's talk, I wanted to introduce you to somebody I find very interesting. My favourite cartoon character in all the world, and I don't know if you know these two people, Wile E. Coyote, he's the guy in the brown, sitting on the rock, reading a book, and Roadrunner. But my favourite cartoon character is Wile E. Coyote. And, you know, that's pretty amazing, because Wile E. Coyote was born way before I was even born. I think he started off way back in the 1940s or 50s. So he's a brave age. He must be, 60 years old near now. But, you know, whenever I think of Wile E. Coyote, I think a lot of the way he behaves whenever he's trying to get something to eat. Because the person or the thing that he likes to eat is, of course, Roadrunner. But, you know, Wile E. is one of these people, and he thinks he's a little bit smarter than he really is. He has a business card which says that he is a genius. And I was thinking about this just yesterday, and about how sometimes you and I behave exactly the same way, don't we? We think that we're a wee bit smarter than we actually are. Sometimes our mums and dads will ask us to do something, but we think it's better maybe not to do it. Or maybe not to do it just now. Maybe we need to wait a wee while. Maybe our teachers tell us that they want us to do something, but we think we know a little bit better, don't we? Because they don't really know what they're talking about. And we think, well, we could leave it, and we could do it a different way. Or maybe even worse, we read our Bibles and we listen to Bible stories and about what the Lord Jesus Christ did for us. And sometimes we can think, well, I know a little bit better than God. You know, God doesn't know all the things that I'm going through. He doesn't know all the things that I have to put up with. And maybe I'll do it a different way. And it'll all work out okay. But as you'll see from the pictures, well, this is something else, sorry, about Wile E. Coyote. Because not only does he think he's a genius, but he's sneaky. Because whenever he wants to do something, whenever he wants to get something, and he thinks he knows better than other people, you know, he tries to make plans so that the thing that he wants, he can get it. You know, and I was trying to think of an example for it, and I'm sure nobody would do this here, but do you imagine for a moment somebody wanted something from the shop, and maybe they'd go into their mummy's purse and take a few pence out of their mummy's purse, and they're sneaky, and they want to go and get it, and they want to make sure that they get what they want. Well, this is what Wile E. Coyote's like all the time. Every time you see him on the TV, and he's always coming up with plans. He's tying himself to rockets, or setting bird traps, or explosions, or trying to fly like Batman. And he's trying to do all of these things just to get what he wants. Because he really wants it in his heart. And you know, we can be like that. I can be like that. Sometimes I really want something. Like, I was out shopping yesterday, and I would really like a new guitar. Now, I can't play guitar very well. And a new guitar would be wasted on me, because I hardly ever play the one I have. But I thought, my goodness, that would be really nice. And you know, I could have went and made plans, and I could have got that. I could have went into Sandra's purse and got the money, because she's loads. But you know, that would have been wrong. But sometimes we do this very thing. We make plans and we try and do what we can to get exactly what we want, exactly when we want it. But the reality of the situation for poor old Wile E. is that no matter what he does, it always ends in disaster. He always ends up covered in mousetraps, falling off the edge of a cliff, or being hit in the head with something. And I feel sorry for poor old Wile E. because he always gets it wrong. But that is exactly true for us. Because, you know, sometimes if we want something really badly and we're told that we're not allowed it or we can't have it or we have to do it a different way and we try to make our own plans to get what we want or to do what we want, you know, sometimes we get away with it, don't we? Or we think we do. Sometimes we get caught out and it doesn't work very well. Sometimes we get away with it and we feel good for a little while, but the truth of the situation is that we never get away with it. Numbers 32:23 says, and be sure your sin will find you out. That's a verse we all know, isn't it? Because no matter when we do something wrong, even if our mums and dads don't know that we've done it wrong, even if our teacher doesn't know that we've done it wrong, God always knows. Because God sees everything that we do. God can look into the very depths of our heart. He looks right inside us and sees all the secret things that we do. The sad thing is, often we never ask for help. Often we just go on doing the things and getting it wrong again and again and again. You know, but the Bible tells us a lovely truth. It tells us that if we've sinned, because we've all sinned, we've all wanted to do those things, we've all made plans to get exactly what we want when we want it, that Jesus Christ came and he died on the cross so that we wouldn't have to be punished for those sins. Poor old Wiley always gets punished. He always gets caught. It always goes wrong. And that's the truth for us if we haven't asked the Lord Jesus Christ into our lives. You know, but when the Lord Jesus Christ comes into a person's life, doesn't matter how old you are, doesn't matter how young you are, doesn't matter how good you are or bad you are, he changes everything. Because he makes you want what he wants. And he gives you and provides for you everything that you need. You know, our prayer for you this morning is that each one of you on this final Sunday of the new year would know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. We'd have him and ask him to come and to take charge of your lives. For he died on the cross for your sins. And today, even right now, the Lord Jesus Christ is in heaven. He's looking down over us. And he takes care of us. And he watches over us. And I hope he's a part of your life. I hope he's in charge of your life. I hope you've asked him in to take his forgiveness for you.